And then can I have also have the church elders up here as well? Sim, Tim, David. Today is a joyous occasion. Well, every day is a joyous occasion, right? Because of God's grace and His love. And I love what God is doing. See, because what the Lord is doing, not Mikey, not Khalil, it's what the Lord is doing, man. And it's so good to see you guys. I haven't seen your faces in a while. God bless you guys. Man, hey, we should ordain Mikey every Sunday. So all you guys come there, now I'm just... And so just so you know and understand, this is not us ordaining or elevating and saying, Mikey, this is the Lord. This is the Lord working through Mikey, breaking him and raising him up and his bride, because the two are one, because they're both called. And all we are doing as a church body is when we look at God's word, we are just recognizing and acknowledging what God is doing in Mikey's life and in JC's life. And so that's what this is about. And so the Lord has raised him up to be a pastor. And I wanted all you guys to be a part of this, because I want you guys to know what the Lord is doing in this young man's life, and that he's a safe person to come to. Because he loves the Lord and he loves the sheep. And I know without a doubt that if anything went sideways, he'd be one of the first ones standing on the side of the road. Because he loves the sheep. And whatever the Lord has called him to. And so, Mikey, JC, can you guys please come? I'm going to lay hands on you. And we're going to pray in the church body. You would just join us in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, we praise your holy name, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord, the beginning and the end. Apart from you, we can do nothing. And I thank you, Father, for what you have done in the life of Mikey and JC, Lord, and what you are doing and what you will continue to do, Lord. Father, we lift them up and we lay them at your feet, Lord, before your mighty and awesome throne. And we ask that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for calling them, Lord, to be shepherds, Lord, of your church, because this is your church. And I ask that you would walk before them, Lord, that you would make their path straight, Father, that you would strengthen their marriage, Lord, and be the foundation that they stand upon. Father, that they would be one in everything as they serve you and as they love you. I ask, God, your hand of protection, Lord, over their children, over their home. Father God, because we all know, Lord, when we take that step of faith to serve you, boy, the enemies, they get bigger and they come more frequent and they're sharper. But God, Lord, we fight from a position of victory, Lord, because the battle is won. And so until that day comes when we stand before you face to face, Lord, I ask, God, that you just strengthen Mikey. Use him, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom. Break them into ministry, Lord, as they serve you and love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and ask these things. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. All right. Greet one another real quick, and then we're going to have announcements. Okay? So go ahead and do that. I'm